This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio. It's time for the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Our journalist, Prashew and I do, you know, took the luxurious Mercedes-Benz GLC 220D for a spin, right? So, you know, I love my Benzes. You know that for sure. And I'm sure Prashewin was so excited while he was in it because he knew that, no, this is for King Bash, right? So he will share his insights, giving a motoring tip, and while on top of it all, give it hot jam of the week. Good afternoon, Prashewin. How are you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, King Bash. Fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great, man. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back.
All right, so as you can hear, I'm very excited. I'm sure you know why.
Indeed, I know. You are behind the wheel of your favorite car.
Of course. So let's talk about the GLC Coupe, right? And what made it stand out for you? And tell us about your first experience with it.
Well, you know, King Bash, I was quite taken aback. You know me, I'm quite unassuming. I do like my boring cars. And ever so often, I do get something quite exciting in the driveway. And you know what? The Mercedes-Benz GLC 220D Coupe looked quite gorgeous. I mean, they've definitely amped the antics of their design. It's revised. It looks amazing. I mean, just, I always had these lovely 20-inch AMG wheels, came in this blue color, had a very commanding and sleek presence. Coupe design definitely doesn't go out of date. It looks amazing and it just looked futuristic. And since it boasted the AMG package, you know, it just looked aggressive. And I got a lot of attention, King Bash. You know, some good attention, some bad attention. And honestly, I actually, and talking practicality in that sense, it did have a lot of room. It is quite generous in its spacing in the boot, about 545 liters, a bit smaller than the GLC. That's because of the roofline. But you know what, King Bash? I think you've definitely converted me to Mercedes-Benz.
And there we go. All right, let's speak about the pedal, man. I mean, did you take the Mercedes-Benz GLC on a real test drive? How did the fuel economy hold up with this powerhouse of an SUV?
I did, eh? I was quite, I took it on some long drives, you know, just here and there. And I was quite impressed. It has a lovely mild 2-liter turbo diesel hybrid engine pushing out a delicious 145 kilowatts and 450 newton meters of torque. And you know what? It has that 4MATIC all-wheel drive system, I believe. So it means that the car has a lot more stability. Yeah. It feels quite sporty and keeping comfort at bay. And it did prove to be economical, achieving 8 liters per 100 kilometers. Very poised road manners, good, well-insulated cabin, and just very plush all in all. But the price, King Bash, was one thing that let my heart sink to my stomach a bit. It starts at 1,392,000 rand with all our luxurious amenities, you know, the AMG package, the fancy wheels, the safety driving assistance packages, and just everything that made it look quite luxe. It's an additional 251,000. So our car was priced at 1,643,000 rand.
I know when it comes to the Benz, we have a lot to look into. The price, oh my goodness. But anyway, I know you mentioned that, you know what, it's quite spacious. But how about the cabin? Did it offer, you know, levels of luxury that are worth writing about?
Absolutely. I think, you know, when I was inside this car, I felt like I was in something like a spaceship. You know, just had all the fancy bells and whistles. It looked amazing. I mean, the interior was just, they really amped the antics with their cars. I was impressed. It was beautiful, the leather, leather, leather seats, and the fancy, you know, 11.9-inch entertainment screen. I don't think I've ever seen a big, gigantic screen in an SUV. And it is powered by Mercedes-Benz new MBUX system, which is to be more improved. And I love the meaty steering wheel. It was a sporty steering wheel. You just felt like you were, you know, you felt like you were in something quite special. I really, and I'm not using the horn too much, but I didn't want to leave, eh?
Of course. Let's talk about its rivals, Prashewin. Do you think the GLC 220D Coupe is ahead of the game?
I think it is definitely a very formidable, you know, arrival against in this, you know, dominated segment. And, you know, it's in competitor with the BMW X6, which does have the same, you know, coupe design. But I think Benz has given it a bit of a better, you know, it's given it a bit more spice. Mm. That's how you can put it. And some other competitors are the Audi Q5, BMW X3, Porsche Macan, Volvo XC60. And yeah, the GLC is obviously, it was inspired by the C-Class, you know, but this is just more for that buyer that wants that elevated experience, a better road view, and just more robust, you know, nature. And yeah, King Bash, I think I might have to think about the choices in the future, you know?
I was about to say, Prashevit, because right now we are sitting on 12 cars in your garage, right? And as I can hear, the way you're so taken, I mean, it's like a kid in a candy store. That's the experience. So my question to you is, but let's put the price aside, that 1.6 million aside. Would you get one?
Oh, King Bash, you know, you left me. I'm quite a simple person, King Bash. You know, I think I've always dreamt of owning one car. That's just a Porsche 911 Carrera S. But, you know, I would, if I was definitely balling out, I would buy it for the YC. You know, I would definitely, and maybe drive that car more than she does. But I think, I think when you look at the car in the driveway and you think, ish, 1.7 million, yo, not even houses are priced at that. Houses are priced at that.
It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. So bad, but yeah, yo, but the Porsche. Anyway, me and you, when we talk cars, we never finish. Let us wrap things up, Prashevit, and, you know, give us a motoring tip plus your favorite hot jam of the week.
No, thank you so much, King Bash. Absolutely. So when you're driving late at night, please just check that you're not being followed. Always be extra vigilant when leaving your mall, the malls, your work, or heading home late at night. Make sure, you know, that's usually when most follow homes happen. And just make sure to keep your emergency contacts at bay, SAPs, your security provider, or your neighbors. And just, you know, be mindful as well. Keep the space gap the front of your car, the head of you. Just make sure to have that space. So in case they get out, you know you can maneuver out of the situation. And obviously, if you are stuck in a predicament where you do get held up, just please don't fight. It's not worth fighting over position. Just give it up, you know, let it go. As people are quite ruthless, and they will kill you over something like a car. And ending off with TKZ, Fala Fala.
All right, Prashevit, do have a great weekend ahead. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and review the best cars that we have, yeah?
Oh, thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.